that before you come.
让我再提醒大家一次，大家记得要在来上课之前把这个作业做完。
Two reasons.
有两个原因。
One, so that, because you know by now, I don't cover everything that's in the lesson.
第一个，你知道我其实上课的时候不会把这个单章全部过一遍。
And so, if you've already done it, you have the background, and then I just focus on a few things.
所以当你提前完成作业的时候，我们上课的时候，我只要讲重点，你有一个宏观的概念。
And the other reason is, sometimes something that you read here may not make sense.
另外一个就是可能上课中你读到的一些东西，可能对你来说好像讲不通。
And if so, I would like for you to come and raise your hand and say, I don't understand number five.
所以你来上课的时候，你就可以向我提问说，哎，我不懂第五点讲的是什么。
And if you do, we'll talk about it.
所以当你提问的时候，我们就可以来聊一聊这第五点是什么意思。
It may be because I made a mistake in writing.
或许是因为我写的时候犯了什么错误。
This is the first time I have done these. I am writing them each week.
这也是我第一次写这样子的讲义，我每周要写新的课程。
I write them and proofread them.
我每次写完都要反复的来读。
Then my wife proofreads them.
然后我的太太会帮我再来读一遍。
Then Lay translates and very often proofreads them a third time and finds a mistake.
然后刘蕾姐在翻译的时候再来校对一遍，有时候会发现新的问题。
And after three readings, last week I went back and found a mistake in the lesson that I had just taught the fourth time.
所以但是尽管这样，上周我还是在我们这样校对过三遍的书稿当中发现有问题。
So you may find mistakes.
所以你很有可能在这个上面会发现有错误的地方。
Now, today's lesson to me is very important.
今天这一课对我来说是很重要的。
And let me ask you before I start it.
在我开始之前，让我先来问大家一个问题。
When you think about all of the things that are part of the Christian life,
当你想关于基督徒生活的这全部的时候，
Let me ask you to answer. When you make a list of what are the important things in living the Christian life,
或者当你列出一个列表，列出基督徒生活中最重要的这些事情的时候，
The daily practical life,
是你每天实实际际过的这个生活，
What things come to your mind as being very important?
对你来说，这个列表这些事情当中，哪一件是非常重要的
？Honesty, okay. You know what? You're probably right. Let's just trade places. What else? I am claustrophobic, so I always try to stay on the outside of every room.
那第一个是诚实，还有什么别的吗？
Okay.
还有谦卑。
They don't all have to start with H.
Yeah.
大家不需要总说以这个 H 开头的字母啊。
口力。
圣洁。
So let me summarize all of this with inner, attitudes.
Yes.
And actions, right?
True, yes.
Now, I'm actually looking for something beneath that.
这些我们可以把它总结为是内在的态度的这些行为。那让我们看看些
外在的。What are the things you do daily that will help you to live honestly, humble, and holy?
你每天做的什么事情会帮助你过这样诚实、圣洁？
In other words, none of us are naturally holy and humble.
换句话说，我们生来没有人是诚实、谦卑、圣洁的。
So what do we do each day or regularly that helps us to continue these things? You said pray, okay? We're getting away from.
所以我们每天做什么事情让我们这样呢？祷告。
Reading the word.
读神的话。
I thought so. Okay.
我相信。
When I ask this question to almost any group of people, these are the first two, and then we usually have a long pause.
我每次问到这个问题的时候，不管对怎样的小组，通常这两个答案都是最先出现的，然后之后就是一片寂静，大家会 好像停滞一段时间。
And the reason is this. We almost always think in terms of individual actions.
是为什么呢？是因为当我们想这个问题的时候，通常我们都会想我们个人的一些行为。
I was hoping that maybe in a Chinese church I would get a different answer.
我之前其实有想过我们在这个中国教会会不会有一些别的答案呢？
Because people who have grown up entirely in a Western culture tend to think almost entirely individualistically.
因为在这个西方文化生长的人可能更多的是想这种个人主义的事情。
And I thought I might get another answer here, but I didn't.
我想我可能在这里会有一个不同的答案，但是好像没有。
Paul would agree with you. Prayer is important.
使徒保罗会同意你所说的祷告是很重要的。
Paul would agree with you that reading the Bible is important.
他也会同意读圣经是很重要的。
But if you read through Paul's letters, there is something that he puts much more emphasis on than either of these things.
但是当你读保罗的书信的时候，你会发现有一件事情他强调的比这两件要多。
The church.
那就是教会。
For him, that is absolutely up here at the top.
对保罗来说，教会生活是最重要的。
In fact, if you were a believer in the first century,
事实上，如果你是第一世纪的这个信徒的话，
you didn't own a Bible.
你甚至都没有自己的圣经。
It was very rare, very precious.
那个圣经是很少见，很宝贵的。
Instead, someone in the church who was educated,And who was trusted was given the copy that that church owned.
相反的，在教会中那个受过特殊教育和训练的人，他会得到那教会唯一的一本圣经。
And they read it all week practicing.
然后他们每周一整周的时间都在练习读这个圣经。
So that on Sunday they could read it to everybody.
然后主日的时候他们就读给会众听。
Now, the Bible was still important.
圣经还是很重要的。
Oral culture, and so they memorized.
在那个时代，圣经是一种口头的文化，他们会去背诵经文。
And so through the week, they meditated and they reviewed what they heard on Sunday, read from scripture.
所以当时的信徒整周的时间，他们都是在冥想，在思考自己星期天听到的这些经文。
But even reading the Bible for them started.As a group activity in the church.
但是对他们来说，读圣经这件事最开始也是在教会的一个集体的活动。
And then through the week, you reflected and thought about what the group had read.
然后在接下来一周的时间，你各自的个人在这些经文上思考。
When Elder Yang asked me to work on doing a Bible reading plan.
当杨长老邀请我来做这个教会读经计划的时候
，I was very excited about it for this reason.
我当时特别的激动，是因为
two reasons.
有两个原因。
One, a lot of times we read without really thinking, what am I reading? We're just checking off marks.
首先是因为我们读的时候，大多都在快速的读经文，然后没有真正的去想，好像就像完成任务一样打勾。
And so I wanted a chance to ask questions that cause us to think.What am I supposed to do because of what I read?
所以我想要有这个机会可以通过提问让大家来想这个经文我到底应该怎样的去回应怎样去做。
But the other reason I was very excited about it is this.
第二个原因我很兴奋的原因。
It is beneficial for us as a church to go back to what they did in the early church.
因为这个让我们能够回到早期教会的那种传统，他们作为一个教会在读圣经。
Now, January 1 is easy. Everyone is reading Genesis 1 everywhere. That's easy.
新年1月1号那天的经文很简单，创世纪第一章第一节大家都会读。
But in March, we will be in Deuteronomy.
但是在3月份的时候我们会读到这个生命记。
I think there is something of great benefit of...50 people in the church, all reading at the same time from Deuteronomy.
但是我觉得同一时间50多个教会的成员我们一起来读生命记是一件很有益处的事情。
And either in conversation or in cell group or in WeChat or whatever for someone to say, chapter 13, I don't understand this. Does anyone else understand this?
所以当我们读的时候，不管是在小组、在微信，还是在教会的日常的讨论中，我们就可以有人说，哎，这个13章到底什么意思？有人明白吗？我不太懂。
Because as a group, we can then help each other and guide each other and encourage each other.
因为在那个时候，作为一个团体，我们就可以互相的帮助、互相的引导、互相的鼓励。
Because all of us have different strengths in understanding.
因为我们每个人在理解经文上都有不同的这个优势的地方。
I'll give you an example.
我给大家举个例子。
At the college, I teach a class on the book of Job.
我之前教过这个约伯记。
I have taught this class 20 times.
我约伯记这本书我已经教了有20次了。
Every time I go back through and study Job.
每次我都回去再重新来读这本书。
I have probably read 40 or 50 commentaries about Job.
我已经读过大概40多个这个解经的关于约伯记的这个文章。
And there's one character in that story I've never felt an understanding for.
但是其中的一个人我好像从来都没有真正的理解。
And that is Job's wife.
是约伯的妻子。
I don't like her.
我们好像都不喜欢她。
Because I don't want my wife to be like her.
因为我不希望我的太太成为约伯太太那样子。
2 years ago, I'm teaching the class.
2 years. 两年前我又再一次教这门课。
And there's an elderly lady who signs up for the class from our community.
当时有一个我们这个社区里比较年长的女士也
And I asked the class for everyone to take one character in Job and write a paper about that character.
所以我就要求同学们从约伯记中任选一个角色，然后写一篇文章。
And she wrote her paper on Job's wife.
然后她的文章就是写约伯的妻子的。
And it absolutely opened my eyes.
那篇文章让我大开眼界。
Because remember how Job suffered?
Yeah.
因为你们记得约伯当时是如何的受苦吗
?How many wives are here? Raise your hand if you're a wife.
多少人是做人妻子的
?When your husband is sick, do you suffer?
当你的丈夫生病的时候你是不是也很痛苦呢
?Right? Because he's not very easy to deal with when he's sick.
因为通常这个丈夫生病的时候都是比较不好对付的。
Right? My student pointed out, when Job lost all his children, Job's wife lost all her children.
让我的学生就指出，当约伯失去了他所有的孩子的时候，其实约伯的妻子他也失去了他所有的孩子。
When Job lost all his money, Job's wife lost all her money.
当约伯失去他所有的财产的时候，他的妻子同样的也失去他所有的财产。
And he used to, it said, walk through the town and everyone would say, ah, there is Mr. Job, the wisest man in the city.
他之前在城里走过的时候人们都会指着他说啊，那就是约伯先生这是城里最有智慧的人。
And when she walked through the town, ah, there's Job's wife.
所以当他太太在城里走的时候大家也会说啊，那是约伯的妻子。
But now they despise him.And they despise her.
所以现在人们轻视约伯的时候他们也轻视约伯的妻子。
And she assumes he's going to die.
约伯觉得自己要死了。
And there's no money left.
他没有钱。
There's no children left to take care of her.
没有子女。
And in their world, there's no social security.
他们那个时候也没有这个社会福利、社会保障。
She is going to be a penniless, childless,old woman with nothing and no one to take care of her.
所以对于约伯妻子来说她当时就是一个没有钱没有子女也没有任何保障的这样一个老妇人。
And in her despair, she says, Job, just go ahead and die.
所以在她绝望中她就说约伯就死了吧。
And I read that paper and I said, I've read 40 commentaries and no one else knew this.
当我读那个文章的时候我就想哇我都读了40多篇解经书没有人提到这个。
Why? Because they were all written by men.
为什么呢因为都这些解经都是男人写的。
Right?
And also, the children is closer to the mother.
Exactly. Yes.
So then when children die, the mother is the more depressed.
Absolutely.
Than the men.
Yeah, she's the one who had spent time with them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. 因为 这个母亲通常都是跟孩子更亲近的，所以当孩子离开这世界的时候，其实更伤心的是母亲。
That's one reason I would like for us to read the Bible together in our church.
所以这也是为什么我非常想要和大家作为一个教会整体一起来读圣经。
Because understanding Job's wife wasn't about having a PhD in Bible. It was about being a grandmother.
因为就算你是一个这个道学的博士，你可能也没有办法理解约伯的妻子。你要成为一个真的是一个祖母，你才能理解他的立场。
So Paul focuses very much on the role of the church in the Christian life.
所以保罗很强调教会在基督徒生命中的作用。
And I find that both in Western churches and in Chinese churches, very often we don't value the church like Paul did.
但是在我们现在不管是西方的教会还是中国的教会，我们很多时候都没有像保罗那样子强调教会的作用。
Because to Paul, you cannot fully grow as a Christian apart from a body.
因为对于使徒保罗来说，作为一个基督徒，你没有办法完全的成长，如果你不是在一个教会的集体当中。
Now you might say, wait a minute, what if you become a Christian and you're away where there's no other Christian? Surely you can grow. Yes, you can.
你可能会质疑说，如果我信主的时候就是在一个很偏僻，周围没有任何别的基督徒的环境，那我还能成长吗？你可以的。
But you can also survive physically if you're somewhere where the only thing you can eat is grass.
但是你要知道，就算你所能得到的食物只是青草的话，你也是能够勉强存活的。
But it's not the most healthy diet, and it's not the best way to grow.
但是你要知道，那其实是很不健康，也不是最好的成长的方式。
And so I want in this lesson, and we don't have enough time, but I want to look at the role of the church in our spiritual growth.
所以我想今天跟大家来看，在我们属灵成长过程中教会的重要性。
Because too many young believers come to church to become baptized.
因为有很多年轻的信徒，他们来到教会受洗。
And then they think that's kind of the end.
然后他们觉得好像就哎一切都可以了。
I've got the certificate on my wall now.
我墙上有我的这个受洗证明。
And when I die, I will show this to God. Let me in. Here's my ticket.
然后当我离开这个世界时候，把这个证书拿给上帝，它就是我进天国的门票。
Paul doesn't see it that way at all.
可是使徒保罗他并不是这样认为的。
He says we are to be part of a body that is growing together.
而使徒保罗说，我们是一个肢体，我们一起来成长。
The scripture I asked you to read this week, and I hope you thought about it through the week, was from 1 Corinthians 12.
这一周我让大家读的经文是在哥林多前书12章，我希望大家读了也有所思考。
A body has many members.
一个身体有许多的身子，有许多的肢体。
And we all need each other.
我们需要彼此。
Now, because of time, I think I'm going to focus here instead of the whole lesson.
由于时间的关系，我可能就会重点讲这一点。
The first part of the lesson I gave you is about the universal church, that is Christians as a whole.
我给大家讲义的第一部分是讲这个普世教会，就是说世上的基督徒作为一个整体。
And that's important to understand where we fit into the big church.
这一点很重要，因为它告诉我们我们要如何的进入到这个普世教会的
当中。But I think because of time, I'm going to focus on the second part of the lesson, the local church.
但因为时间关系，我今天要着重讲第二点，就是地方教会。
Because I think for many of us, that's more difficult.
因为我觉得对大多数人来说，这个可能是更难的。
There is a poem in English that you can't translate into Chinese.
在英文中有一首诗可能很难翻成中文。
But it says, so for those of you who can get the English, you'll be okay.To live above with saints we love, that will be glory. To live below with saints we know is a much different story. Okay?
I will try.
Say it again.
所以如果在那上面过着你所喜爱的与你喜爱的东西同在的生活是一种荣耀美好的生活，但如果在那下面在地狱里边，或者换句话说，过着与你所知道认识的东西在一起的生活，那就是另外一个故事了，是一种不好你不想要的生活。
You see, when I get to heaven and I'm with Paul and Peter, and John. Ah, that will be wonderful.
所以举个例子，就像说你到达天堂，你看到啊，我跟啊使徒保罗跟约翰这些人在一起，是一种多么美好的感觉。
But down here,
哦，但是在这里
，the John I know,
我认识的这个约翰
，the Daniel I know,
我认识的这个
the Charles I know, the Neil, that's much more difficult.
所以在这个世界上，我们看到的这些其实是很难对付的。
Oh, I wish Joshua were here today. You can tell him I remembered him. Yes, okay. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Especially the scent down there. If it's a normal people, it's okay.
You see, living in the church, the local church is difficult.
所以我们看到其实在这个地方的这个教会里的生活其实是不容易的。
This lesson is a very hard lesson for me to write and to teach.
其实这一课对我来说是一课很难写也很难教的一课。
Because I have told you, I am not a people person.
因为我告诉过你们，我不是一个很擅长人际关系的人。
On Sundays, lunch is hard for me.
每个星期天这个午餐对我来说都是很艰难的。
Some of you can just walk up and say, I'd like to sit with you, please.
因为有人可能就走过来说，哎，我想要跟你坐在这儿。
I can't. I stand there with my plate looking, hoping that someone will say, here, sit here.
所以当我端着盘子的时候，我就四处的看，我希望有人能告诉我说，哎，你来可以坐我旁边。
My wife said, why is it so hard for us to visit? Is it language? I said, no.
我太太就问我说为什么对我们来说这么难呢是因为这个语言交流的问题吗我说不是
I said, I have a terrible memory.
我说是因为我这个记性实在不好。
I'm afraid I'll meet someone and say, hi, what job do you do? And you'll say the same one I told you last week.
我很担心我跟一个人打招呼然后说哎您是做什么的然后你会告诉我说我做的就是上周告诉你的那件事。
So for me, the whole idea of a church, a body,of knowing each other, of sharing, sometimes is frightening.
所以对我来说，教会作为一个整体的这种分享，这种相交，对我来说有时候是让我有点害怕的。
When I sit down in a small group and the leader says, let's all share our biggest weakness.
所以当我和一个小组坐在一起，然后那个小组长说，让我们来一起分享我们最大的软弱。
I think I don't want to do that.
然后我就说，我可不想说。
Because the last person in the group, their biggest weakness is gossip. And they're going to tell everyone what I said.
因为坐在小组中的其中一个人他最大的弱点软弱就是他特别爱讲八卦所以我一旦说了他会告诉所有人。
I don't want to do that.
所以我一点都不想分享我的软弱。
But Paul has taught me that the local church is very important.
但是保罗却教导我们说这个地方的教会是很重要的。
That I cannot grow the way I'm supposed to grow without the local church.
如果没有这种地方的教会我没有办法能够按照神预定我要成长的方式成长。
1 Corinthians 12 tells me that yes, I need that older saint who is a model and example to me.I need all parts of the body.
所以在哥林多前书12章他也告诉我说我需要有那样一个就是属灵的圣人那样子来引导我但是我也需要身体的各个肢体。
I need that younger believer who says to me, I am following your example because that tells me, oh, I need to be careful, someone's following me.
我需要长者也需要这些小的年轻的信徒告诉我说哎呀我在照着你的样式生活他会提醒我说哎呀我要注意有人在照着我做呢。
I need the person who comes up to me and says something that I don't want to hear.
我也需要有人来对我说一些可能我根本都不想听的话。
To cause me to go home and say, God, were they right?
他们的话会让我回家然后想对神说神啊他们说的是对的吗
Is that an area I need to work on?
这个他说的是我需要继续努力的这个方向吗
I need all the parts of the body.
我需要这个身体这个肢体的每一个部分。
And so Paul says, yes, there are parts of the body that are bright and honorable.
所以, 保罗就说有的肢体是荣耀的。
There are parts that aren't so wonderful.
那有的肢体可能看上去没有那么的美好。
But we need all of the parts.
但是我们需要每一个肢体。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, I can see without you.
眼不能说眼不能对耳朵说我不需要你我不用你也能看到。
The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need feet, I can think without you.
头也不可能对脚说我不需要脚我没有脚也可以思想。
All the parts of the body are important.
所以肢体的每一个部分都是很重要的。
In 1 Corinthians 3.
在哥林多前书第三章。
Paul says, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
说你是圣灵的殿。
God's Spirit dwells in you.
神的灵住在你当中。
Now, when I was a teenager in Sunday school,
当我还是一个青少年的时候在这个主日学的时候
The teacher would read this verse and would say to us, You are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
然后主日学老师就会读这个经文然后跟我们说你就是那圣灵的殿。
You must not do drugs because that will defile the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple.
他会对我们说你们不能吸毒因为你的身子是那圣灵的殿。
Now, she wasn't wrong.
我并不是说她说错了。
But later I learned that the word you here is plural. It's not singular.
但是后来我发现这个字你其实是复数而不是单数。
In other words, he is not saying...You, as individuals, are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He is saying, you as a body, as the church, are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里保罗并不是说你作为一个个体是圣灵的殿而是说你们这个群体这个教会一起是圣灵的殿。
Now don't go home and say, he said we can do drugs now because my body is not the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我希望你们回家之后不会说我们可以吸毒了因为他说我们不是每个人个体是圣灵的殿。
I need to make sure I get that clear.
所以我要想让大家强调的我并没有那么说。
But we as individuals are part of we as a body.
但是我们每一个人作为个体是那个整体的一部分。
And so he's writing to them and he's talking in this chapter about divisions in the church.
所以在这个章节中保罗其实对哥林多教会说的是他们中间的这些分裂。
And he is saying to them, Neil, you are part of the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are part of the body.
所以针对这个分裂保罗就对他们说你们每一个人你们都是这个圣灵的殿的一部分。
And that means what you do is important because what you do affects the whole body.
所以你每一个人做的东西其实都是很重要的因为你所做的会影响别的肢体。
And it means that what the whole body does affects you.
同时的这个整体所做所行的也会影响你的这个个人。
And so we all fit together.
所以我们能够彼此的相连。
You see, a few weeks ago, I smashed my finger in something, caught my finger.
几周之前我把我的这个手这个地方划伤了。
And it's, you know, a big old blood blister.
然后流了很多的血。
And I looked at it and I said, my hand really hurts.
然后我当时看着想我手真疼。
But it's okay, it's just my hand.
但是没关系就只是手嘛。
And I never thought about it again.
我也就没有再想这件事儿。
Right?
No.
对吗
?No!
其实不是的。
My hand hurts!
我当时手真是疼啊。
Right? And all of me hurt.
所以我整个都觉得难受。
Just because of this little spot.
就是因为手上这一个小的这个伤口我又疼。
Right?
对吗
?Of course.
Paul says, when one part of the body hurts,We all hurt.
所以保罗才说当这身子的一个肢体受苦的时候这整个肢体都会难受。
That's why as believers, we care for each other.
所以这就为什么作为信徒我们要互相的关心。
Paul says, carry one another's burdens.
所以要担彼此的重担。
And he says something wonderful. When you do that, you are fulfilling the law of Christ.
所以保罗接下来说很好很美好的是当你这么做的时候你其实是完成神所定的这个。
Why? Because part of the body is picking up the other part.
伸缩钉这个事情，因为当你这么做的时候，你其实一个肢体来帮补另你肢体的另一部分。
And so Paul writes to the church in Corinth.
所以啊，保罗对这个哥林多的教会写信说。
And he says, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit."
你们是圣灵的殿。
Now, to me, that's important that it's the church in Corinth.
对我来说，这是很重要的。
Because of all the churches Paul ever visited, Corinth.Was the worst.
尤其是在哥林多教会，因为保罗拜访过的所有教会里面，哥林多教会其实是最不好的。
I say to my college students who are going to be pastors, pray that God never send you a church like Corinth.
所以我就对我的那些将来想要做牧师的学生说，啊，你就祷告神不要把你带到一个像哥林多教会那样子的教会去。
They were divided.
那个教会有分裂。
They had horrible sins in the church.
有各样的罪。
All kinds of problems.
各样的问题。
And Paul says to this group of people, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit."
但是就是对这样的一群人，保罗说你们是圣灵的殿。
Let me tell you why that's important.
让我告诉你们为什么这很重要呢
？I can say this now because I've not been here very long.
我现在能这么说，因为我来这里时间还没有很长。
In 3 years from now, I will be afraid to say this, so I have to say it now.
或许再过三年，我就不敢这么说了。但是现在我敢说。
3 years from now, I'll just play the tape for this lesson.
三年之后，我可能就会继续就放录音就好了，我不说了。
But let me tell you something.
但让我告诉你
，This church is not perfect.
这个教会是不完美的。
It has problems.
有很多的问题。
Now I don't know what they are because I'm new.
因为我是新人，所以我不知道具体的问题是什么。
So I don't have a list.
所以我也没有一个什么问题列表。
But I do know that it's not perfect.
但是我确定的知道这并不完美，这个教会不完美。
One reason I know that it's not perfect is you are here.
啊，我知道这个教会不完美的其中一个原因就是看到你们大家都坐在这里。
And you're not perfect.
因为你们不完美。
One reason I know it's not perfect is they hired me.
另外一个原因就是因为他们雇我来。
And if they hired me, they're in bad shape.
他们雇我来是因为他们真的是很不好。
Because if they were perfect, they could have found someone better.
因为如果他们是一个完美的教会，他们大可找到更好的人来。
Here's why I say this. I bump into Christians who are looking for a perfect church.
我这么说是因为我通常会遇到有些基督徒，他们想要找一个完美的教会。
And they think that it is only that church that fits. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are growing up together.
因为他们认为只有那样完美的教会才可以被称作圣灵的殿，才能够一起的成长。
I have a former student who will never hear this tape, so I can tell this story.
啊，我有一个之前我教过一个学生，他可能永远都不会听到这个录音，所以我可以跟大家分享他的故事。
She's a wonderful young lady.
她是一个很好的一个年轻的女士。
God saved her and turned her life completely around, and I love her dearly.
神完全的改变了她的生命，我们都很喜欢她。
She married a wonderful young man.
她嫁给
three beautiful children.
她嫁给了一个很棒的一个年轻的弟兄，也有三个很可爱的孩子。
And for the last 15 years. They have been looking for a good church.
但是在过去的15年，他们都一直在找一个好教会。
At least once a year, I will get an email from her.
每年我都会至少收到从她来的一封邮件。
That says, "My husband and I have decided we have to leave our church."
然后邮件中她都会告诉我说，我先生和我决定了，我们要离开我们的教会。
And she will tell me why.
然后他会告诉我原因。
Is it the same reason every time?
The music is too modern.
有的时候会说这个敬拜音乐太现代了。
Another time, they are using a version of the Bible that is not very good.
还有一个原因是说他们用的这个圣经翻译版本不是很好。
Another church, they really don't care for the children and train them properly.
另外还有一个教会，他对这个儿童事工做的不是很好。
Every church, there is something wrong.
每一个他们去过教会都有各样的问题。
2 weeks ago, I got another email.
然后两周前我又收到一封邮件。
A year ago, I got an email telling me they had found a wonderful Bible-loving, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church.
一年前我收到他的邮件，告诉我他们找到了一个又爱圣经又遵守圣经教导的这样一个很好的教会。
But 3 weeks ago,
但是三周之前
the pastor preached something that they didn't like.
这个牧师讲到讲了一些他们不爱听的东西。
They met with the pastor to explain why he was wrong.
然后他们就约见这个牧师，然后给这个牧师讲为什么他们觉得牧师错了。
He didn't think he was wrong.
牧师并不觉得自己错了。
And so now they are looking for another church.
所以他们现在又要开始找新的教会了。
And she said, please, Dr. McElwain, pray that God will show us a good church.
然后他在信中就跟我说啊麦牧师啊请为我们祷告神给我们预备一个好的教会。
And so I sat down to answer.
我就坐下来给他回信。
Dear, her name.
说亲爱的姊妹。
I prayed. And God told me there's no church good enough for you.
我祷告了神也告诉我说没有你想要那种完美的配得上你的这个好的标准的教会。
And if there was, you would ruin it.
如果真的有这么好的教会，你去了也会让它变得不美好。
So please give up.
所以放弃吧。
And then I said, God, can I send this letter? And he said, no.
我写完之后，我就祷告神说，神啊，我可以把这个邮件发出去吗？神说不要发。
And so I wrote a nice letter.
所以我又给他重新写了一封这个语气很好的邮件。
And they said, why is there three buildings? He said, well, I live in this one, and that one over there on the right is my church. And they said, well, what's the other one? He said, that's my old church.
exactly.
他就讲到之前在有一个人有一个故事说人们在荒岛上发现一个人他有三座楼然后问他说为什么有三座楼呢说这栋是我住的房子旁边这个是我的教会在旁边那个是我之前的教会。
So I didn't send that email to my student.
所以我并没有给我学生那样子回邮件。
Instead, I sent her this email.
相反我给他这样回了。
And that is this.
邮件中这么说道。
You will never find a perfect church.
你永远都不会找到一个完美的教会。
There is no such thing.
因为这种东西根本不存在。
Instead, you must find a church that teaches scripture.
相反的你要去找一个教导圣经的教会。
And you must pray and ask God, is this the group of believers that you want me to be a part of?
然后你要向神祷告问神这是不是一群你想让我成为他们中间一员的这样的基督徒。
And if it is, it is now your family.
如果是的话，那你这就是你的属灵的家了。
You don't get to say at Thanksgiving, I don't like my family, so I'm going to go join the family across the street.
因为你不可能在感恩节的时候说啊，我不喜欢我的家人，我要去街对面那家去。
This is your family.
那这是你的家呀。
And Uncle George is odd.
其实这个家里有一个叔叔他
Nobody likes him.
没有人喜欢他。
But he's part of the family.
但他依旧是这个家的一部分。
And Aunt Sally grumbles all the time.
然后说这个姨姨这个姨妈她一直在这样子啊什么叫什么抱怨。
But she's part of the family.
但她也是这个家的一部分。
As part of the family, we grow together.
所以是这个家的一部分我们一起来成长。
That's what Paul is saying in Corinthians.
所以这就是使徒保罗对这个哥林多教会说的。
To a church that was full of problems.
对这个充满各样问题的教会说。
He says, you as a body are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
对这样的教会他说你们作为一个整体是圣灵的殿。
And so as a church, as a local church, what do we do that is building each other up?
所以作为这个地方教会我们每个人做的是什么呢就是建造彼此。
In this lesson, I said we exalt God in our worship, Christ in our worship.
所以就是在我们的敬拜中我们高举基督。
The church is about worship.
教会很重要的一点就是敬拜。
Now, let me tell you the truth.I don't always enjoy everything that happens in worship.
老实说，我其实并不是每敬拜的每一部分我都很享受的。
I am a music teacher.
Cool.
我是一个音乐老师。
And so, if the singing is out of tune, it bothers me.
所以当这个唱，所以当领诗的人跑调的时候，就让我很难受。
I was going to tell you I enjoyed your songs. I really did. I really did. But when I was a young music teacher, a man that I look up to helped me very much.
但是当我还是一个就是年轻的音乐老师的时候，一个我很敬仰的人，他帮了我很多。
I was sitting behind him at church.
有一天在教会的时候，我坐在他后面。
And there was a group of singers singing, and they were not good.
然后在台上有一群献诗的弟兄姐妹，他们唱的其实并不好。
And I looked at him, and his hand was in the air.
然后我就
And tears were running down his face.
然后我就看向这位弟兄，然后我看到他的手高举在空中，然后眼泪从眼睛里流下来。
And I thought, well, he's probably their teacher, and he's crying in embarrassment.
然后我当时就想，或许他是这群人的老师，然后他觉得好尴尬，然后尴尬哭了。
I've done that before.
因为我之前也有这样子的经历。
But after service, I went to him.
但是在这个敬拜结束之后，我就去跟他说。
And I said, Mr. Coons, the singing this morning was very bad.
然后我就对他说，你知道今天早上那个敬拜诗歌其实很差吗？
And your hands were in the air, and you were praising God.
但是我看到你手举在空中在赞美神。
You are a much better musician than me.
你是一个比我好太多的这个音乐家了。
How did you do that?
你怎么能这么做呢?
And he said something I have never forgotten.
接下来他说的话我一直都忘不了。
I did not come to church today to worship the singers.
他说我今天来教会不是要敬拜这些献诗的弟兄姐妹。
I came to church to worship God.
他说我来教会是要敬拜神。
And they were singing about God.
他们唱的是关于神的。
And so I shut out.The sound.
所以他们那个不怎么美好的声音已经都被我关在外面了。
They were singing, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
他们都在赞美圣哉全能的神。
And I began to think about him on his throne and the beauty of a holy God who loves me.
所以我就开始想那个坐在圣洁宝座上的那位神他爱我。
And I began to cry.
然后我就哭了。
Because, ah, how beautiful.
因为你看到那么美好的。
And from there, I began to understand.
也是从那一刻起我开始明白。
As a body, we gather to worship.
作为一个整体，作为身体的全部，我们一起来敬拜。
Part of it may be beautiful and part of it may not be.
这个肢体的某一部分可能很美好，另外一部分可能不怎么样。
Part of it may touch me and part of it may not touch me.
或许这个敬拜的一部分让我很感动，另外一部分没有让我有任何感觉。
But that's okay. Because the part that doesn't touch me may touch my neighbor.
但是没有关系，因为那个让我没有感动的那一部分的敬拜可能会让我身边的这个弟兄姐妹有感动。
As a body, we worship.
所以我们是作为一个整体来敬拜。
Did they ring the bell?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going to stop. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I need to think about this, if I need to spend another week on this lesson or move forward. Go ahead and work on lesson 11, though.
我也不确定我们是不是下次还要再讲第十课，但是请大家提前把十一课要做。
I kind of think this lesson I really feel is important, and I think I'm going to come back to it.
我现在觉得这个第十课还是很重要的，所以我下次可能还会讲第十课。
Because next week is the evangelistic meeting. Okay.
但是因为下周是联合这个主日敬拜这个布道会，所以是两周之后。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that as Christians you have put us in a church.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们作为基督徒有这样的教会。
You give us the opportunity to be part of your body.
你让我们有机会成为你身子的一部分。
Would you help us to be thankful for where you have put us?
主啊，让我们学会为你所放我们在的这个地方而感到感恩。
And would you help us to join together to contribute to make the local church all that you want it to be?
主啊，你也帮助我们，让我们彼此相交，让这个地方教会成为你所要让它成为的样子。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, Pardon, I didn't know you were recording.